Volunteering. Setting up a support group has given me a focus. As a retired GP, John Fernside was well equipped to navigate the NHS on behalf of his wife Patricia, who was diagnosed with PSP. However, they were not prepared for the lack of information and signposting, which resulted in the couple only discovering PSPA 2 months before Patricia died. In Patricia's memory, John wanted to find a way to help people living with PSP and CBD to ensure they had access to the best information and support. He identified the need for a support group in South Yorkshire and held his first meeting in May 2024, with 14 people attending. A second meeting followed in June with 16 people. John said, "In my 30-plus year career as a GP, I'd never seen a patient diagnosed with PSP or CBD. I had to learn about the condition the hard way from the patient carer's position. I researched everything I could about it, but had no idea that PSPA existed until 2 months before my wife died. Patricia was a wonderful, kind, and generous person who would help anyone. We had so many shared interests and did everything together. In December 2020, Patricia started to experience problems with her speech. I took her to see our regular GP, who suggested a specialist referral and added it would be in the medicine for the elderly department. My wife had connotations of the old geriatric wards, and as her speech problems were intermittent, declined the referral. 3 months later, Patricia experienced a disabling attack of vertigo, which required a home visit. The duty doctor, who had never seen my wife, sent a nurse who performed a basic assessment. Subsequently, the same doctor referred Patricia for a CT scan, and following the results, a referral to a neurologist. She was given a telephone appointment for late July 2021. In the meantime, her speech deteriorated and her mobility was affected. I took her to see her regular GP, who immediately recognised that her neurology appointment needed expediting and brought forward by a few weeks. I then gave the neurologist my wife's medical history, and he said he wanted to see her soon, which meant within 8 weeks. Her first outpatient appointment in October 2021 was cancelled and postponed to December 2021. By December, Patricia's mobility had deteriorated, but she was still able to walk into the outpatient department. The neurologist examined Patricia and immediately suspected PSP, which was the first time it had been mentioned. He requested an MRI scan and also suggested a further appointment with a colleague who specialised in movement disorders. The MRI scan was performed in February 2022, and at that time it became apparent that Patricia needed to use a wheelchair when outdoors. She'd also adopted a fixed flex position of her left arm and had difficulty negotiating the smallest step. The specialist appointment eventually materialised in August 2022, by which time Patricia's speech and mobility had significantly worsened. Again, the diagnosis of PSP was given, including corticobasal variant. A month's trial of Madopar was prescribed, which had no benefit, and Patricia was reviewed at the end of the course. No further appointment was made, and it was left that I would contact the specialist directly should the need arise. A short time later, we were given an appointment with the local community neuro matron who visited us at home. She was the mainstay of Patricia's support and quickly became my rock. Both she and later the speech and language therapist were brilliant. I cared for Patricia at home, and my medical background certainly helped. We adapted as time passed. I'd feed her, clothe her, and we communicated by a thumbs up or down. She lost weight, and I secured the help of a dietitian who prescribed liquid food supplements. Patricia's progression occurred in increments. It would plateau for some time before suddenly deteriorating again. Throughout it all, Patricia remained lucid, and although emotionally labile, retained her mischievous sense of humour, and we'd always try to find something to smile about. Our daughter, Jan, visited regularly, and when Patricia became too weak to stand, even with support, the community matron arranged for a care package and fully adjustable bed to be installed. Patricia had become extremely frail and was only able to take small quantities of liquid, which I fed her with a syringe. I was concerned about her oral hygiene, and the speech and language therapist recommended via Zoom and said PSPA might fund it. That was the first I'd heard about PSPA. I read about the charity and all the ways it can help families and wished I'd known about it sooner. By November 2023, it was obvious Patricia was close to the end and community care from the local hospice was arranged. A syringe driver was set up and on the 1st of December 2023, Patricia passed away peacefully with myself, Jan and my sister-in-law by her side. Despite all the appointments, no one had ever mentioned PSPA. Now I'm adjusting to life on my own. Setting up a support group has given me something to focus on. Also, I know Patricia would have wanted me to do this, which keeps me going. I now have this knowledge and experience to use and help others. No two patients with PSP or CBD are the same, and there are so many variations in how both conditions present and develop. My wife had a very rapid version of PSP with a corticobasal variant and from onset of evident symptoms to her life's end was just 3 years. There have now been two meetings of the new South Yorkshire support group. The first meeting held in May had 14 attendees from a wide area, including Sheffield, Barnsley, Doncaster and Rotherham. The second meeting in June saw 16 people attend. We had 5 people affected by PSP and 3 affected by CBD, and the meeting went very well. My daughter Jan came again to help with the arrangements and to take notes. They are all lovely people, and we had some very constructive, friendly and fruitful discussion with sharing of information and problems encountered. All in all, it has been the most encouraging experience. New friendships have been made with members supporting one another thanks to the services of PSPA. I feel the group has got off to a flying start, and we are all looking forward to our next meeting.